free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you would like with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us that way. Bitcoin is down. It is down big time. And Mark has another theory as to why. And we'll get to that here in a bit. I have been out and about all day long at the State House. I guess it's not really about, but I've been away from Keene at the Concord State House. There were three cannabis-related hearings today. These are bills that have passed the State House. They have now moved on to the Senate. The Senate has various different committees that are hearing these bills. One of them was a decriminalization bill, which only really decriminalizes a quarter ounce of marijuana. Not a huge amount. But there are some good provisions in it which would actually decriminalize the sale of less than a quarter ounce, which that's kind of cool. That was one of the bills being heard. There was also a hemp bill being heard today and a medical cannabis bill being heard. How many of them will end up making it through the Senate and to the governor's desk remains to be seen.
Hard to say.
Was Mr. Capone at the State House today?
No, I went as myself today because that one kind of went over not so well last time.
You're talking about you acting like representing organized crime and
right.
Thanking the legislature for keeping marijuana illegal or something?
Encouraging them to continue the illegality because, you know, we've got families too and organized crime, so we've got to... Got to have something to pay the bills with. The one time I did that, it went over really well. And the second time I did it, most recently, right. It did not go over well. So I guess it just depends on how grumpy the state reps are at whatever various hearings.
Anyway, I don't see why it's a problem, frankly. I mean, I don't understand why they wouldn't let you continue to do that.
Video will be out at some point. Biker Bill was there. If you look for Biker Bill's blog from New Hampshire, you'll probably find it. I think there's a link on Free Keene's links page. But we'll probably,
I believe he's also Biker Bill NH on YouTube.
Yep, and we will post those as I see them become available because I spoke a couple times today at a couple different hearings, and we brought Rich Paul up. And of course, if you were listening to the show last night, you know all about Rich Paul's story. He's facing 81 years in prison for selling cannabis, and he spoke on all three pieces of legislation today. And my favorite part was pretty much any time they bring one of these cannabis bills up for any kind of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
There's some group, I think they're out of Dover, New Hampshire. It's a group of young teens, late tweens or whatever, like maybe 12-year-olds mm-hmm. and 13-year-olds. They trot them out, maybe even younger, maybe like 10 or whatever. But they trot them out, and they parrot off all of the propaganda. They parrot off all of the anti-drug talking points.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting today because, you know, normally the state reps are very, very nice to these youngsters when they come in because, you know, we want to get the young people involved in the state.
Sure, of course you want to get them involved and indoctrinated as quickly as possible, right?
Yeah. But I was actually surprised when one of the reps, I keep calling them reps. I'm not used to going. I've never been to a Senate hearing before. This is my first Senate hearing. So one of the senators asks the students, how long have you been researching this? Now, I don't think she knew that she was going to get such a bad answer from mm-hmm. them, but their answer was 2 days. So they came to the state house to this, you know, really important hearing on decriminalizing marijuana, trotted out all of the old arguments, all the old canards against, legalizing or decriminalizing cannabis, and, you know, all the fear-mongering points. They brought them all out. And then admitted that they'd really only been researching the issue for 2 days.
I frankly think this is a good idea. Should
trot out the kids?
No, actually, if kids are good at making decisions like whether or not drugs should be legal or not, why do we even have senators that are a bunch of old people? Let's just have a bunch of senators that are 12. Let them rule us. I mean, maybe they can pave the road with candy canes or some dumb crap like that.
Wasn't there a story we covered a few years ago about how some kids sent a proposal? I guess it was a class assignment what would you do if you were a senator or a representative, and then they sent the class decided that they would make the state drink apple juice, and then they sent that off to the state house, and like somebody actually put it forth as a bill. So, I mean, that's happening to some extent.
Yeah, but I think largely that stuff is controlled by the teachers. The teachers tend
Could
to
be.
Guide these things as they
just
go.
Just turn them loose, huh?
Right. Well, yeah, I think they should just turn the kids loose. Just let them do their thing. Because you could believe if it was a room full of teenagers, tweens, 12-year-olds, that were deciding what the laws were, it wouldn't be the first thing that they were going to do is to make the state state drink apple juice. I mean, that's just ludicrous.
So I was there. Rich Paul was there. Daryl came out, and we all had things to say to these folks. They appeared to be paying attention through most of the discussions. And, again, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know that this particular governor did meet with the patients. So every time they have these things, these hearings, there's this one guy that comes. His name's Clayton, and he comes in a like one of those motorized wheelchair mm-hmm. things where he's got a little joystick. The dude is, I don't know what his issue is, but it's serious. And he basically pointed out that he's been coming to these for 7 years now and telling them about how marijuana is helpful to sick people, including him. And he basically is saying that his condition has gotten so bad that he doesn't think he can keep coming out to these anymore. And it was just horrible. I mean, there were so many. The medical hearing was one of the most horrible experiences as far as the stories that were told, because it wasn't just him. There's another lady who's actually a Free State Project participant who is now wheelchair bound due to an accident that happened at her home. She came out and she spoke as well as a number of other people who weren't in wheelchairs but also had equally harrowing stories about either themselves or a loved one who had already passed away. How anybody could, after hearing these people's stories, continue to be against medical cannabis, to continue to be against it, I don't understand. And I think it's going to probably make it through the Senate, because even the cops, who normally you can count on to come out and be jerks about this issue, even they seemed to be backing down on this one. And some said that the cops even changed their story from the original medical hearing in the State House, because the State House overwhelmingly voted for this. It was like 280-something to... Mm-hmm. 100. And they said that the cops had changed their tune. They had come up, and when they were speaking on medical today, the position of the police was, well, we don't think you should do this, but if you're going to do it, here's what we think you should do.
See,
and then they gave these recommendations, which were ridiculous.
I've got a theory on this, but you probably won't like it. But my theory on this is that moralists are monsters. And the reason why they're monsters is because they've had their morals indoctrinated into them since a very young age, through abuse. And that abuse, typically, in my opinion, comes from a church, one church or another.
Hmm.
And essentially, what has happened is that the brain, in order to defend itself from this abuse, defends itself by doing a form of rationalization where they can't acknowledge that they're wrong in a certain way or another. And so what happens is when they hear countering information, they block it out.
Shut it down. Sure, counter.
Yeah, they shut it down. So essentially, all this information.
Cognitive dissonance.
Sure. Their immediate reaction is that they don't believe it. Or, you know, even if it's obvious, it's like obvious.
You blame
truth,
religion, but couldn't you also blame the religion of the state as well? I mean, these guys are just following orders.
Sure. I think that there's some of that for maybe if it's police, but you were saying that the police were backing down. And I don't think that it's just that because
they're. It's very reluctant on their part. It seems like they realized this is going to happen.
Sure.
And they had come up from the perspective that this is going to happen, they came up with ridiculous arguments and suggestions. Like the head of the Police Chiefs Association was like, well, if you're going to do it, you should do it legally.
Right.
What you need to do is you need to get in touch with the DEA and ask them permission to do a study. And if it's going to be legal, you got to go through the FDA.
Right.
And it has to be approved by the FDA.
What are you kidding me?
And I would
it
say,
was absolutely outrageous.
I would say that the religion of statism is a religion of plurality. In other words, oh, this is the most popular thing. This is the most popular viewpoint. Let's hop on the bandwagon. This is, and that's where that would come from.
God is in the majority.
Well, no.
It's the will of God is in the majority.
No, see, I disagree. Okay. I would say that religious moralists, they're driven by a particular principle or philosophy, regardless of whether or not it's popular or not. Whereas I believe sadists, they just go with whatever's popular.
That's not true, though, because marijuana is popular and the police continue to advocate for prohibition.
But only slightly more popular. It just passed that.
Medical has been very popular for a long time. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
What we think and speak is written on the tablet of our heart. It is embedded on our hard drive, so to speak. Just as a computer can only put out the information that is programmed into it, our hearts can only put out what is written on them. Start rewriting what has been programmed into your heart. What is on a computer program determines the information that comes out of it, and what is in our heart comes out of our mouth. Change takes time. We all spend our time on something, so why not spend it on something that will produce benefits to our families and our friends? Be sure that you talk about what you want to see happen, not just what you've had all of your life. Be positive.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled MEYER.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author, Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we'll share with you there, including listening options, live streams. We've got them. They are broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Different choices for different size bandwidths for your internet connection. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. Also, learn about the over 100 great radio stations coast to coast that air the show throughout the week. And that's on both AM and FM in various different places. We also have satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard 7 nights per week. Plus, you can find us on KU-Band, free to air, thanks to Bitcoin. And that is available across North and Central America. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Also, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with other people who love liberty and who are willing to do something about it. I was so grateful to be at the State House today, literally surrounded by other Free State Project participants and New Hampshire natives who love the ideas of liberty. Because a lot of New Hampshire natives and people that have lived here a long time, a lot of those folks have been reactivated, have been energized by the fact that the Free State Project participants are moving here. And again, I was at these cannabis hearings all day today, and I would say a good portion, maybe even, I don't know if it was the majority, if we're talking about people that were speaking in favor of cannabis decriminalization, legalization, medical, maybe it was a majority of the speakers were tied in with the liberty, you know, that people I knew from the liberty movement. And it's just such a great group of folks that's willing to really spend the time and the effort that it takes to bring the ideas of liberty to the forefront, both inside and outside of the system. There's nowhere else, if you love liberty, that you should be besides New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, then get signed up. There's a great 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire there, and I think it's very persuasive. Over 14,000 people are already signed up as part of the Free State Project. Over 1,000 are already here, and more are on the way. More people are moving every single month, and there's nothing else like this anywhere. If there is, I'd really love to hear about it. I mean, if you think there's a better idea for liberty than getting a bunch of people, thousands of liberty-minded folks together in the same place, please, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight, brought to you by SACL CAI. And I'm always open to new ideas. I mean, I've heard about the whole go-out-to-sea thing, the Blue Seed Project. That's cool. It isn't happening yet, but, you know, maybe someday it will, and then we can talk more about that.
Yeah,
but
it was...
like, what else is going on? I want to know.
I've got something that's going on that we can be annoyed about very soon, which is that Austin, who is, you know, there's a lot of people in Austin that claim, we're going to free Texas.
No, I think they're claiming they're going to free the Austin area.
Well, Austin is getting Google Internet. They're getting gigabit Internet.
That's a good thing.
It's a very good thing, and they're going to claim that they're better because of it, I'm sure. So we'll just be annoyed soon by Austinites.
You know what?
At least I will be.
I don't have a problem with, because some people just can't, you know, they're really afraid of the cold, and I don't like it when it's cold. I mean, I'd rather be more, you know, I'd rather have a Free State Project in the South. It'd be nicer.
Mm-hmm. The South's full of big states and statists.
Yeah, it sure is.
And I sure wouldn't mind being in the desert with gigabit internet. Please, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to work in Texas. Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
If you think you're going to take the third largest state in the union and get freedom out of it, it doesn't seem likely to me.
Or if you think you're going to be able to somehow get the third largest state to leave
populous
you alone in
populous.
Austin.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a big state.
Yes. The largest state in the contiguous 48, but the third most populous.
There you go.
But it should tell you something as a strategy for New Hampshire. So, as a message to liberty activists in New Hampshire, let's get rid of those zoning laws, because guess what? That's why Google went to Austin. I'm sure of it.
Maybe.
Houston is the one without the zoning laws.
Oh, is it just? I thought it was most of Texas that didn't have the zoning laws.
Google probably did their study based on some stuff, and I have no idea what those are.
Hmm. So Austin does have zoning laws, is what you're saying.
I don't know. Probably. We've talked about how Houston doesn't have them, but I don't know you know, that doesn't speak to Austin.
Right.
But I do know that Austin has over 1,600 police.
Yeah.
And I, for me, you know, activism and successful activism is about numbers. And if there are more activists per bureaucrat or per cop, then your odds are better. If there are more cops, you know, or fewer activists per cop, or fewer activists per bureaucrat.
Depending on the type of activism in the situation.
Yeah. Whatever, there any
more,
situation.
There are more cops in Austin than there are movers here in the state yet. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, to me, you know, I wish them the best. I hope that it becomes the equivalent.
Well, please, I hope we get proven wrong. I'd love to move to Austin.
Yep, I hope that it becomes, it sounds like a cool town, you know, like keep Austin weird or whatever.
Activists, just keep this in mind. Porkfest could just be the Austin Police Convention.
And by the way, Ardath Vado.
It just means that number of people. If for those people who have been to Porkfest, you think about that number of people, and just imagine if there were all police every last.
When I was researching Austin's police numbers, because I was just curious, you know, how many cops are there? When I was researching that, there are news stories that are fairly recent where the police chief is looking to increase his police force by 300 more agents. So, I mean, as if 1,600 weren't enough, you may have 1,900 soon to deal with. And I don't know about you, but I like it when I can know who the bureaucrats are. I, you know, in Manchester, there's a few cops. There's 200 cops in Manchester. But it's nice to where you can identify these guys. Like, you see the same ones over and over again, and you start to learn their names, and you start to learn things about them, and that's, to me, very valuable, as opposed to being in some kind of big city where there's thousands of cops or hundreds and hundreds of cops, and they're just these faceless bureaucrats. Maybe you'll see the same one a few times, but you probably won't be seeing them near as often as you will in a place like New Hampshire.
And I also I want to be clear that I'm not just trying to bring that up as like a petty competition, like our Liberty Place is better than your Liberty Place. It's really like legitimately something I'm bringing up because I think that it's... I want people to be free. Go ahead, move wherever you want. Try and do freedom wherever you want. Absolutely, you know, you're a free individual. Make the decisions that you think are best for you. But I bring it up because I don't think it's going to work. You know, I basically know it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see people move there. I just, you know,
and get burned.
Just, not just get burned, but also because they're not moving to New Hampshire, so they're not increasing the numbers.
It's true, and that's you know the folks in these alternative, let's call them Free State Project alternatives. You know, they all like to say, "Well, we should work together. We'll have synergy." And well, no, I'm sorry, we can't really work together. We're all competing for the same pool of potential movers.
Right.
Although you could argue, and John Bush from Austin makes this point, that the Liberty Movement is, you know, getting larger over time. That much is true. Mm-hmm. I think that's true. But it's still small. You know,
yeah, our goal is liberty in our lifetime.
Right. The amount of people from which we can really recruit are the people who love liberty, who want to be active, and who are willing to move. It is a very small subset of folks. Right. 855, 453.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The airwaves, do it toll free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. News updates are available for you. We'll send them out via email and Twitter and Facebook. And also on Twitter and Facebook, we do more than just the most important news. We'll also send you updates during the show. Maybe post some show prep, post some questions, get interactive with you there. News.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any of those things.
If you're as excited about Bitcoins as I am, then you need to be at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. This is the Bitcoin conference. It's going to be in San Jose, California, May 17th through the 19th, so it's coming up real soon. Go to Bitcoin2013.com to get your tickets. There are going to be pioneers from Coinbase and NerdTribe and Facebook and all kinds of different areas, BitInstant, BitPay. Experts from all across the fields of Bitcoin are going to be talking about what the future of Bitcoin is going to be looking like from their point of view. There'll be opportunities for the bold if you seize the opportunity. And the opportunity is at Bitcoin2013.com. Go get your ticket now. It's the future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com. By the way, there's a T-shirt contest, designing contest there that you can go and get in on. So check it out, Bitcoin2013.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Mike, listening in New Mexico. And by the way, you can also connect on Skype at username lrn.fm. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to recount kind of my my day I've had. I've been on about a 10-hour trip to try to buy Bitcoin, and I just got some, about 1.05 worth.
Okay. Good time to buy, too, considering Bitcoins are down to like $65 right now.
Wait, why did you have to go on a 10-hour trip?
Yeah, that seems very strange.
Well, just one, trying to find a way to get it. I live in a small town in southern New Mexico. And I ended up having to go through BitFloor, to make a long story short, and use the Bank of America at local till kind of business. And the closest one of those was an hour away. But I didn't know a whole lot about how to get Bitcoin. I work graveyards, so knowing what happened last night, I started while I was at work just trying to figure out a way to buy Bitcoins. And it looked like BitFloor was the only way that I could do it without having to go through a Mt. Gox account.
Have you heard of BitInstant?
Yes, and the only starting about 7 or so this morning, the only option they had was to transfer it into a Mt. Gox account.
They're not doing the cash deposits anymore?
Well,
you don't have like a CVS or a...
No, he's right. BitInstant, for whatever reason, has restricted their payout options.
It's a very strange day for Bitcoins, I've got to say that. You know, it's been,
we're expecting to have
Mt. Gox has suspended trading for 24 hours with the sort of precipitous meteoric fall. Why do they say meteoric rise? Meteors don't rise. Rockets rise. Anyway, never mind. The precipitous fall of the Bitcoin price. By the way, Ian, I think that we're
expecting to have Charlie on
quite a bit.
We're expecting to have Charlie on from BitInstant at some point here in the next several days. It was supposed to be today. They have delayed the relaunch of their new site that they're redesigning, and maybe this has something to do with that. Maybe that's why the site
speculation.
Is,
yeah,
I'm totally speculating.
Right,
but I can't imagine that BitInstant is keeping it that way for a reason or intends to keep it that way for very long. So, in fact, if you go to the BitInstant blog, BitInstant dealing with increased traffic and transaction delays. The last few months, they talk about their growing pains and the problems, and we can go over that here in a bit. But at least you did get some. Sorry that it was so difficult, Mike. 10 hours.
Well, like I say, I was at work and doing a lot of research, and then like
I see. So you included the research in the 10-hour number.
Yes, but once I got home, I thought it was going to be kind of easy, you know, with BitInstant and going to Walmart, because we do have a Walmart here. Mm-hmm. And I figured that would be pretty easy. Figured out how to download a wallet and get it encrypted and all that. And then they took the Walmart off of BitInstant, and so I had to find a different way, and that took a little while. I've been on Reddit. I've been on just Google looking at things, and I finally found a way for BitFloor. And actually, they went down for a little bit. I didn't get as much as I wanted to, but I did get some, and that's a good thing. I've been putting it off. I should have got it. I think I've been listening to you for about 10 months or so. I should have got it back then.
I would like to point out that BitInstant does have Walmart on their list of options.
So right now?
Yeah. So all of the MoneyGram options are available at this time. But Mike's correct in that the only pay to option. So on BitInstant, there's two columns. There's the left side you pay from, which where you're going to deposit the cash, and then pay to is where's it going to end up. And Pay2 used to have a few different options there. Now it's down to Mt. Gox.
Mt. Gox is how they say it.
Okay, whatever. Mt. Gox. And so you could have gone to Walmart, but you would have had to pay out through Mt. Gox and then transfer that out. But, Mark, you're saying Mt. Gox is shut down.
As far as trading, I'm sure you can. I'm sure they'll take your Bitcoins or your
money.
What
you're saying.
So the account would still be open.
Mike, so this is your first Bitcoin buy.
That would
then.
Not make me feel good about sending the money.
So this is the first Bitcoin you've purchased then?
It is. Actually, the way that I had to do it through Bank of America made me pretty nervous. But it went through, local till, I believe was the company. Basically,
yeah, BitFloor has a few different... BitFloor has a few different options, and there's different rates involved. There's one which is Capital One 360. If you use one of their accounts, you can actually transfer the money for a 0% fee to BitFloor, and then BitFloor only charges you a fee on actually converting the cash to the Bitcoins. So I think, what did you pay, like 1% going through the Bank of America?
It was, let's see, It was $3.70 something like that out of $100, so about
3%.
It wasn't because of Bacon of America. It was the local teal. It was their fee. The rest of it didn't have any fee.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Congratulations on your purchase, and appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. A lot of people probably buying Bitcoins today.
I've been trying to buy Bitcoins, and I'm incredibly annoyed because I tried to open up a Mt. Gox account, and I can't because currently I have a temporary New Hampshire's license.
They ask for a driver's license to open a Mt. Gox account?
Yes, they ask for a driver's license, and they ask that it be in color.
New Hampshire used to give color temporary driver's license, but now it's a piece of paper, right?
Yeah, it's black and white piece of paper. So
it's gotta be a little frustrating.
I can't open a Mt. Gox account.
Wow. So if you don't have a government ID, you can't open a Mt. Gox account?
What are the requirements? They say a passport or a driver's license, or they also require residency. It's almost like what I was required to get my New Hampshire license. You know, it required a government document and a.
I haven't logged into that site in months and months and months. I think that's like when I started getting into Bitcoins, I created a Mt. Gox account. I don't remember having to go through any of that back then.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they're really cracking down.
Yeah.
That's not good. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, you know, as one company becomes more bureaucratic and more governmentally regulated, that may encourage others to pop up elsewhere and offer competing services. I saw some story.
Sounds like maybe I can buy through Bitfloor.
Bitfloor has Bitcoins at about 100 now, Ian. You're saying 65.
100 bucks? It's gone up that much since we started the show.
That's what I'm seeing here.
Wow, that's incredible. So, Mark, you wanted to tell us about
secret
plot?
Well, yeah, I'm going to... I have this...
They're 80 bucks right now on BTCE.
Okay, yeah, that's what I saw on BTCE.
Yeah.
I just, you know, hey, look, this is it's volatile right now. I'm surprised that it went down as far as it did, but these dips are bear traps. You know, if you think that somehow Bitcoin's going to collapse, the fundamentals of Bitcoin are still strong. Just because one of the exchanges had some trouble, and yeah, it's the biggest exchange, that doesn't mean that Bitcoin itself is the fundamentals are wrong, because they're not. So watch out for the bear traps.
Okay, I want you to tell us about this conspiracy theory.
Okay, I have a piece of evidence. That's all
I got.
You got
something that someone posted on the Pastebin, which is an anonymous site frequently used by hackers and crackers and such.
Pastebin.ca.
And it supposedly reveals a plot to manipulate the price of Bitcoin. You'll tell us more in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's a new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, all the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no big deal, you just click and download, get as many as you like, all completely free. Their last 7 days' worth are on the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Plus, you can go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and that will allow you access to not just Free Talk Live archives, but you'll get more. You'll actually get you'll get the Edgington Post episodes that Mark does on a regular basis, where he interviews folks off the airwaves. And there's some other stuff that'll get posted to our SoundCloud page as well. And each item has the handy share button, which allows you to share it to your Facebook or Twitter or WordPress blog or a bunch of other options that I don't know what they are. So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregator. It's a news aggregator for liberty-oriented stories. I go there on a pretty regular basis to do show prep, and if you want to get liberty-oriented news, FreedomsPhoenix.com is the place to go to get those news. They vary in you know, different types, whether it's the economy or technology or communications, the police state. There's lots of stuff on history on there. Very interesting. FreedomsPhoenix.com, and you can sign up for their free daily dispatch.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin is down big time today, down as low as something like, I saw it as low as $65.
I saw it at 50-something.
50-something, yeah. And 2 days ago, it was 250. So it's been
huge.
Incredible crash, and I'm sure a lot of people are having second thoughts about this, Mark, but you are a true believer, and you're saying hold on to it.
Well, do you want my advice on what to do with your bitcoins? Yeah, I say hold on to them. I also think that people are going to make the decisions they're going to make regardless of what some talk show host tells them.
Thank goodness. The hell do we know?
Well, I mean,
you thought it was going to keep going up a few days ago.
That's what I predicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would have imagined happening. But that's because I believe fundamentally it's still going to go up far, far above where it was yesterday. So, you know, that's what I believe. Anyway, this is a little piece of evidence I managed to get from a friend, and it I guess it alludes to a conspiracy that may have taken place a few days ago. This is
a conspiracy theory.
This is absolutely a conspiracy theory, and this evidence is dubious, right? Like it's on a site where it's anonymous, and we don't know what it is. But it is on there's evidence.
Are you going to post this to our Facebook?
I already have.
You did. Okay, great. Thank you.
So anyway, the mission statement is to the recent sell-off was only partially successful for several reasons, and they're claiming that they had been involved in trying to manipulate the Bitcoin market previously. I think these are basically hackers that just want to destroy Bitcoin, and there's certainly ones out there that want to do it. So April 1st occurs at the end of a bank holiday. Fiat will be running low on the exchanges, and it is the perfect time for a secondary strike. A triple bluff will be used to trick the market into collapse.
So this was written back in March.
Late March.
Okay, so this isn't about the drop that happened yesterday.
Yes.
But that I thought they were talking about April 1st.
It took a while to implement.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, you can't just do this in one day. You can't shake the Bitcoin market in one day, Ian. I mean, they had they've got a 6-stage plan to do this. Maybe this was the plan, maybe it wasn't. Right. I still think that there's things that that the exchanges can put into place to prevent these kind of things. You know, that's me.
It's also called Operation April Fool's Coin.
It's called that, Operation April Fool's Coin. Stage one, slowly buy Bitcoin, use accounts to spread bullish propaganda on all major channels. BitTalk, Bitcoin Talk, Reddit, Twitter, etc. Stage two, dump 10,000 in Gox and 1,000 on all other exchanges. Put buy orders in, stage three is put buy orders in below the final sale price to profit from panic sellers. When price rebounds to within...
Hold on, let me see if I'm following this.
I don't entirely understand it either.
They're saying buy a bunch of Bitcoins, then sell them all at once, and that'll result in a slight drop in the market, and then people will see that drop, and they'll think, oh my God, time to sell, and then they'll sell too?
They haven't quite gotten to that, but yes, to some extent. Let's see, put buy orders in below the final sale price to profit from panic sellers. When price rebounds to within 5% of the original price, dump all remaining coins. And then do a denial of service attack on all exchanges, spread negative propaganda on all forums. And then stage six, send the pre-made press releases to select news outlets. And they're claiming that they've got it this time, that they're going to get it done. So I don't know. This is kind of cryptic to me. And I put it on our site. I don't know what this means. Maybe this is nothing. This is somebody trying to explain the drop. It was a bubble popping. Could it just have been a bubble? Absolutely. I'm not going to say it.
Wasn't your explanation yesterday that Mt. Gox, the biggest Bitcoin exchange, had some sort of issue?
Yeah, they had. Maybe that was done by hackers. I don't know the answer to that, but they had some kind of issue that took all the trader bots offline, which is, interesting that happened at the same time. Do I sound like a conspiracy theorist?
It also says at the end here, meet at the on IRC at the designated time and be prepared for a late night.
So is that taking the is that taking the bots offline? I don't know the answer. And I don't think this could have happened if the bots were online. And what the bots are is these programs that people use to trade bitcoins and to sort of, I guess, profit off the market and that kind of thing. But it was all panic selling that drove the market.
This very well, by the way, could be, and maybe I shouldn't say this. I'm going to say it anyway. This very well could be anonymous. Who likes to name their things Operation Stupid Name Anonymous?
Or somebody who wants to pretend to be anonymous.
Sure.
Who is anonymous? Nobody.
Sure, that's true. But, the higher-ups in Anonymous tend to be, unfortunately, a lot of them are anarcho-syndicalists. Mm-hmm. And so I could see that.
We need to get rid of money.
Yeah, exactly. So I could absolutely, and a lot of people who are of that kind of mindset, absolutely, absolutely hate Bitcoin because it's a very capitalist money system.
But it should also appeal, Bitcoin should and does, from some of the lefties I've encountered, should absolutely appeal to a lot of folks on the left, and whether they consider themselves an anarcho-syndicalist or not. But, you know, anybody that's anti-corporate, anti-big bank should absolutely be in love with Bitcoin, because you totally cut out the corporations. There's no banks involved.
That's not necessarily true, though. That's absolutely not accurate. It's,
you are cutting out the corporations.
Bitcoin, unless, of course, the corporations buy Bitcoin.
Okay, I see what you're saying, but you know, but then Bitcoins would just become more valuable.
But see, that's the thing. Inherently, Bitcoin as a currency, is designed to profit the people who hold Bitcoin and not society. It's not a thing where it's designed to profit those in control. It's designed to profit the people who have invested.
What I meant was, though, it's not operated by a corporation. Sure, a corporation could buy some Bitcoin, but anybody can buy Bitcoin.
Right.
Bitcoin itself is a decentralized project that I think can absolutely appeal to people on the left. And I think it does.
Right. No, I'm not saying it can't appeal to people on the left. What I'm saying is that inherently as a currency, it's different from a fiat currency, in that with a fiat currency, you have the government is in control and the money system is about control, and it can easily be, you can do a spread the wealth, you can do a kind of a socialist kind of situation where you've got this organization that's elected by voting and democracy, woohoo, and the people in control can completely manipulate the money supply because the money supply is completely controlled. Whereas with Bitcoin, the people who profit are the ones who own the currency.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who own the most, and the earliest adopters are obviously going to stand to make more money.
For sure.
And so that's the way the currency works. So there's not, that can't be changed. There's no control that can spread the wealth around. It just doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I get where you're coming from. There's certainly people who hate the idea of money would hate the idea of Bitcoin. I was just kind of standing up for some of the folks on the left who absolutely would love the Bitcoin.
I'm just suggesting, so what I'm trying to say there is that because there are some of these extreme lefties in Anonymous who are very skilled at computers and tend to be the heads of a lot of these operations with dumb names, Operation April Fool's Coin could absolutely be something that, you know, some computer hackers at Anonymous might be responsible for.
It's just all speculation.
It is.
I mean, it's all totally speculation.
And if it is true and they actually did this, then, yeah, maybe it caused a few waves, but Bitcoin's not gone away.
These things have to happen. They have to happen.
Sure.
If there are weaknesses in, not Bitcoin, because Bitcoin hasn't been hacked, but in these exchanges or whatever, then they need to be shown, and the only way they're going to be shown is if people exploit them.
It could be true that also there might be just a group of Google Anonymous doing it for the lulz, just to try and collapse it for fun.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. There's news about Robinhooding, and it's hitting the media big time up here. And if you haven't heard about Robinhooding, we'll tell you more about that. But you can also bring up anything you want. Hour two next, take control, Free Talk Live.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.